Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, number 282, Mayberry in the Midwest, Danville, Indiana. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and just check it out. They've got all kinds of things, t-shirts, thermometers, games, mouse pads, you name it. If it's Mayberry, check it out over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's podcast, number 282, is Iver. Thank you, Iver. So Iver's bringing the podcast. Thank you, Iver. Thank you, Mayberry Band. Thank you, everybody. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always great to be able to spend a little bit of time here in Mayberry with you and just share some of the things that have been going on. And a couple of things I want to hit real quick right off the beginning. As last week, I was talking about Jim Nabors. I did the Jim Nabors interview. So if you didn't hear number 281, Jim Nabors interview, definitely head back over there. But some nice friend of mine, I was talking about in the interview, talking about Hawaiian Host is who Jim Nabors sells his macadamia nuts to. Well, believe it or not, I got a box. Now, it was empty. Yeah, it's an empty box. I don't know if you can hear it. Yeah, no candy in it. But I did get a Hawaiian Host box of Maui candy that had dry roasted macadamia nuts and caramel. Sounds like it'd been good. And that's what Jim Nabors was talking about last week on the podcast. That's who he sells his macadamia nuts to. So thank you for giving me that. And I should have mentioned last week, too, you can go to jimnabors.com to check out his official website. All right, that's out of the way from last week. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about the Danville event that just occurred called Mayberry in the Midwest. Now, if you didn't get to come, you missed out. It was a lot of fun. This was the first year of Mayberry in the Midwest in Danville. Several years ago, there had been Mayberry in the Midwest that was held up in Newcastle, Indiana, but that's been several years. I think 10 years ago, maybe 7 years ago or something, was the last one. They had three of them. And so this was the first big Mayberry event that they had had there in Indiana since that. And it was a great event. And let me just tell you, I'm going to scroll down here and look at the website. They had all kinds of tribute artists there. It was David Brownie as Barney, the Mayberry deputy. Had me there as Floyd the Barber. Had Ernest T. Bass, Phil Fox. Otis Campbell was Kenneth Junkin. Gomer Pyle, Michael Oliver, it played him. And Goober, of course, he was there, Goober Pyle. That was Tim Pettigrew. Howard Sprague, it was Jeff Branch. And Briscoe Darling. He was there, Bob Mundy. He's from Indiana, so it was good. And we also had our fat little mayor, Eric Lowry, that was there as Mayor Pike. So he was there as well. It was a great event. And let me just tell you, they had all kinds of things happening. They had during throughout the day, they would have all kinds of events going on. They had a pie-eating contest, Barney's quick draw contest, a citizen's arrest. I'm not even sure what that was. Ernest T's bride. People competed to be Ernest T's bride. I don't know if you won or lost if you actually won that contest. They had Floyd's barbershop shaving. They shaved. And Gomer and Goober's pit stop. They actually, in that case, you had to actually check out the cars, one of the old squad cars, and you had to do certain things like check the oil and check the fluid levels and all that stuff. And they wouldn't tell you how to do it, but they timed you on how quick you could do it. Had a handcuff putt, which I don't know what that was. Had a Miss Mayberry contest, which we got to judge. had a wedding dress, TP wedding dress. I'm not sure what that was. Trivia contest, whistling contest, checkers tournament. I mean, it was a loaded weekend, and it was just so much fun. Our friend, Janet Anderson, she had all kinds of photos that she sent that I've been able to get in hold of. She's got pictures of her with Maggie and Rodney Dillard. I didn't even mention that they were there. Maggie Peterson was there, Charlene Darling, and Rodney Dillard, the Darling boy who plays the guitar. They were there performing for everybody. And Janet, our friend there, was able to get her picture made with them. And there were just so many things going on throughout the town. There were Mayberry squad cars all over the place. You could go to the Mayberry Cafe. Mayberry Cafe has been there for a long time. I forgot how many years now. Something like, I don't even want to say. Long time. It's been there a long time. And you could go to the Mayberry Cafe and eat while you were there right at the town center. So let me describe it a little bit to you. What it was like is it was a town square. Have you ever been to a little town that's got a courthouse right in the middle and then a road that goes all the way around it? So it's in the square. They had blocked off three sides of the square and had booths set up around. They had locations with people dressed up like Aunt Bee. That was an old historic area right there on the square. They even had inside the museum type area, they had an old jail cell in there, and they even had Otis's formula that Andy had made him to, get over a hangover. It was Tabasco sauce and Worcestershire sauce and an egg and some orange juice. They had all kinds of things that were there for fun. Mayberry fans love that kind of stuff. They and like I said, there were, I can't even remember how many squad cars now, but I believe there were eight or so. They had a parade first thing on Saturday morning. Had a big parade, including Barney's sidecar. It was there. And Maggie Peterson was the grand marshal of the parade. So that was a lot of fun as well. There were Opies running around all over the place. They had a big Opie look-alike contest that the Mayberry Cafe runs. And the winner got some prizes. Like one of them was eat there free once a week for a year was one of the prizes. That was just one of the prizes that Opie won. And that was Opie also got to be part of the contest for the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And he was able to he had to race the driver of the squad car to the door of the car or the person who was running the race. That was the very first stage, and you had to race Opie. So that was fun. So the Opie look-alike contest winner had to race with people. So it was a lot of fun. We even had Colonel Harvey was there. I didn't mention Colonel Harvey. He was in town selling his Indian elixir. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful event that just all throughout the day. On Friday, I'll go to that, after the parade was over, there was there were two sessions of shows that the tribute artists put on. So we were all able to take the stage and be part of just what was happening in Mayberry. It was just an amazing event. We even had Henry Bennett was there on Friday. I didn't mention Henry. He had his television with him and went up on stage with Mayor Pike, and because he had everybody had drawn numbers out, and he had drawn out what he drew out. He had 6 7/8, and he was supposed to have 44, but we decided just give him the TV anyway. But Barney took the stage, and the fun began. I tell you, it was a great time. And the thing was, usually when we go to these street festivals, as we did, there's often it's very hard to keep the crowd involved in what you're doing, because you're up on the stage, and they're moving around because they're outside. They're on a street, and then this stage was set up right outside the courthouse, right there in the street, and they'd put picnic tables there in the street where people would be able to sit and watch the shows. And I can't tell you how attentive the crowds were. They even stayed through Ernest T. Bass when he dressed up like Elvis and called himself Elvis T. Bass and sang for the crowd because he had hermitized himself and Elvis had come to him as a ghostist, is what he said. He was a ghostist. So, I mean, it was, if you ever get to go to one of the Mayberry events, I just want to encourage you so much to take time out of your schedule and head to Mayberry, and you'll see stuff like, actually at the end of each show we did, all the tribute artists were dressed up as the Soggy Bottom Boys, and we were doing the Man of Constant Sorrows song, all dressed up and dancing around and singing into the mic with our beards on and our criminal shirts, you know, so we're all singing and Constant Sorrow, you know that. Barney, of course, is our lead singer, and he had all kinds of trouble with his beard and stuff falling off, and we'd have to try to help him get it put back on. And it was a great event, and the streets of Danville, Indiana, most certainly for that weekend, became Mayberry. And I don't expect anything less from next year. Now, this was all on Saturday. I hadn't even gotten over to what we were doing on Sunday, because Saturday night, I should say, after the events of the day, which lasted from early in the morning until probably about 5 o'clock that evening, then we headed over to the to their little, I guess it was old high school gym or old gym, and there Rodney Dillard and Maggie Peterson put on a show for us there, singing, and Rodney was singing, and Maggie came out and sang with him for a little while, and it was just a great event to see the two darling siblings right there singing together, Salty Dog and all the other kind of songs they sing. And I can't thank Janet enough for providing pictures and stuff. And I tell you what, Colin, one of our fans that's always in our chat room with us, he even got out there and sang with Rodney. So it was a great event. And then the next day pretty much started the same way. If you were able to, you went over to hear Rodney Dillard do his ministry that's related to Mayberry at the church there in town. And we weren't able to go. The tribute artists weren't able to go because we had to be back downtown working in the street, because they had vendors and all kinds of things right there in the street on Sunday morning. But on Sunday afternoon, we finally had the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. And the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals, there were a ton of cars there. Like I said, there was at least 8 cars. And they ran the races, and there were a big crowd there to watch. Now, what they do in the Squad Car Nationals, if you've never been, they have places like Operation Pickle Switch. And what they do is they have a driver and a passenger of the squad car. And the driver the driver will drive the car, and the passenger, they drive to stations along the route, and they go to like Operation Pickle Switch, where they have to swap out Aunt B's bad old pickles for good old store-bought pickles. And then they drive over to where Briscoe was standing, and he had to dip out 4 bowls of white beans. That's my high water mark, by the way. And eating speaks louder than words. Then they'd run over to Walker's Drugstore, and the runner would have to get out of the car and run around and pick up a bottle of Emma Watson's pills and run back and get in the car, close the door, and then the driver would race to the next station, which was the reelect Andy Taylor, sheriff of Mayberry, and vote for Fife. You had to go over there and vote for Andy. You had to write him in because he was a write-in ballot. Then they head over to Floyd's Barbershop, where the manicurist would perform a manicure on their hand, then jump back in the car and head over again. And the whole time, Barney and Floyd and the whole crowd is out there yelling encouragement or different things. And it was just a lot of fun. People had a fun time. A lot of people helped organize it. Our own Steve Hinckley was one of the runners, by the way. We got some pictures of him running around, and he's slapping stuff. He actually ran for the driver of the Mayberry Cafe car, which Mayberry Cafe helped put on this event. They were instrumental in getting this event done. So I just thank them for doing it. And folks, I just got to tell you, if you've never been to one of these events, you have got to make time. You got to be out there and go. because it's a lot of fun. Now, our winner this year was Jeff Gossage. He actually won the race. He won with the best time, because that's what they do. They time it as the folks are racing. There's even a U-turn out there around Walker's Drugstore, and Gomer would chase you down yelling, "Citizens arrest, citizens arrest." So, and as I said, Jeff and his son, they were able to pull off the victory and won the event. So, all right, well, that's the basics of what's happened there. So we'll go with that. And I hope you guys enjoy that little bit of just information and stuff that we have about what happened in Mayberry. Now, in preparation for this, they had some of us, everybody wasn't there, but some of the tribute artists were able to be part of helping promote the event on Friday, the day before it even started. So they had us on some of the local television stations. And I got some permissions to be able to play this for you guys. So here is, you'll be able to hear it, hopefully, and I'll try to describe it for you as you listen. And here on this first clip, this is a show called Indie Style. And it's a morning show on Channel 8 there in Indianapolis. And we were able to go there. It was me and Gomer and Christine, who's the owner of the Mayberry Cafe. So we joined the crew there. So let's just go ahead and let it play. This is hopefully you'll enjoy this. Now I'll add commentary as I need to. So let's head over there and hear it.
Central Indiana. Not all the festivals are taking place around cars going very quick. In fact, we're slowing things down a little bit. Christine Bourne's here. She's the owner of the Mayberry Cafe. If you've ever been to Danville, you know exactly where and what I'm talking about. You brought some friends.
Yes, some wonderful friends.
Yeah, hello there.
Lloyd. Lloyd Martin, good to see you.
Lloyd Larson. Yeah.
Good to have you. Gomer. Good to see
you.
I'm well. In the month of May in Indianapolis, I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman named Jim Nabors, but he sings. Right. Every year at the track, you guys look a lot alike.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's a compliment.
So what's going to happen in Danville?
Oh, big things are happening in Danville. Yes, we're kicking it off tomorrow with our parade. Mm-hmm. And then we have a tribute artist show and vendors and on the square. And then at night, we have a concert with Rodney Diller down at the amphitheater.
So that's
we
Christine
Bourne.
We have Soapbox
Derby Sunday morning. Wow. We have Squad Car Nationals on Sunday.
The Squad Cars. You'll be racing squad cars. That'll be, so you need to see that. That'll be good.
That's
so
good.
So, did you ever, I haven't seen you in a while. Have you, did you ever get that two-chair shop?
Oh,
you
two always, chairs, no way. I got the magazines to swing it, too. Yeah. You're looking a little shaggy there if you just drop by. I'll trim that.
Oh, what would you do?
Give it's kind of hanging off on the side
yeah,
there.
Yeah, will you give me a little
yeah,
sip?
I'm not
you
sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
I don't want to do it here in front of everybody.
Okay,
I don't
understand.
Want to, you know, to get a haircut that doesn't look like a haircut. I know how you are. Yeah.
How are things at the station?
Oh, they're fine. Busy. Water and air's free. You want to come down and get some water and air?
That's good. Is that going to be offer free water and air?
Free water
at the
and air, and we've got lots of contests. One of them is the pit stop, and
yeah, he'll check
Floyd.
The tires and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. How's it grown over the years?
The interest in the show never stops growing,
sure.
And we're hoping this festival is a great way to celebrate Danville and the Mayberry. And we're just really excited to have everybody there in the parade. They can't miss a parade because we got a pack of Opies. We have our annual Opie Look Alike contest.
There's just Opies everywhere.
A pack of Opies.
Yeah.
That sounds like
yeah.
something.
We got a loaded
everywhere.
Goat.
You have not just tribute players, but you actually have some characters that have been in the series as well, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have had... We have Maggie Peterson here mm-hmm. this weekend. We're excited. And
she's Charlene.
Charlene, mm-hmm. darling, yeah. beautiful as ever.
And what other tribute characters are going to be here?
We have Rodney Dillard.
Right.
And
Rodney, he was a darling boy. You remember the darlings that came down out of the mountains? Yeah, he played the guitar.
Played
well. That's right. Played it very well.
You yeah, he's good.
He didn't
yeah.
quite... He didn't quite look like he could play that well.
No, he didn't look real smart, but he's better than that.
Yeah. Well, you can't forget Barney. David Browning's coming
okay,
in as
sure.
Barney.
Yeah. So you're going to have just the one
bullet.
The one
yeah.
bullet.
Yeah.
T. Bass is coming.
Yeah.
Oh,
T. Bass.
And Goober.
My cousin Goober.
He's coming
yeah.
too?
Goober. Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah. You two get together, and it's going to be
he's
crazy.
He's got talent, that cousin of mine.
He does. So when is everything taking place?
Well, the meet and greet starts tonight at mm-hmm. Twin Bridges Golf Course, and then we have... tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock kicks off with the parade. We have the Mayberry Derby time trials on Saturday
awesome.
And the actual Derby Sunday morning, Squad Car Nationals at 4, Rodney Diller's concert Saturday, 7 at the park.
Man.
That's a lot going on. Yeah. Danville's going to look busy. It's going to look more like Mount Pilot on a Saturday night, I think, right?
We're all cleaned up.
Okay, you didn't come alone. A pack of Opies. I've never heard that expression.
A pack of Opies. I'm like, what? Where do you get that? What is
I
it?
Love that. Oh, adorable.
No, you know what's fun about that, what I really like, is I grew up in North Carolina, okay? Now, Mayberry's based on Mount Airy, which is about 20 miles from where I grew up.
That's right.
So, Gomer, you sound like half the people I know from Wilkes County.
She's one of the hosts. Her name's Andy.
Very familiar sound. I feel like I'm right at home here.
Country boy.
You are country boy. That's right. All right, Randy. You're a fan of that show, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. By the way, Trace, if Floyd doesn't want to give you a haircut, I'll do it. I'll be glad to do it.
It looks like he did. Looks like he did your own.
That's right.
Let him do it. Yeah,
so Floyd's running around to cut his hair.
Take it all off.
There you go. That's right. Especially the bangs. Get the bangs.
This side over here is hanging low on this thing. Yeah, I think one lobe's longer than the other.
One lobe, maybe that's what it is. That's why his glasses don't sit straight. That could be.
So that's part of that clip. If you want to see the whole thing, there'll be a link in the podcast show notes where you'll be able to go and see and hear it. And then this this other clip now, this is another. I got two more. So this show's going to be a little bit longer than normal. But we got a couple of more clips here. This one was from Channel 59 because we were covering all the TV stations. Now, this is Otis and Maggie Peterson. Charlene herself over there checking out this station. So let's pull this one up and you can check this out.
I don't think there's an episode that I've missed here. The nostalgia of the Andy Griffith Show being celebrated in Danville, Indiana. Yeah, the Mayberry in the Midwest Festival, a brand new thing here. Guess what? It's happening this weekend. And we've got some original cast members here, two who worked with Andy himself. Josh Duke, Maggie Peterson, Mancuso, and Otis. Kenneth Junkin are all here. Thanks for coming in. This is a brand new thing, and we're so honored to have an original cast member here with us this morning. Now, you played Charlene.
I played the part of Charlene, darling. I came down to town with my brothers that played the instruments, and Denver Pyle played my father.
You were in Andy's living room, were all singing. I remember that.
Right. I was always running after Andy. Never did catch him, but I did try.
He's kind of slippery, wasn't
he? Oh, he was a good-looking guy.
He was a bachelor, So let's talk about Otis here. You've been Otis. You're not the original Otis, but doggone it, you look like him.
Thank you. Like a seersucker.
Is he been? I think he's. Is he?
This is elixir here.
Oh, that's only 85 proof.
Oh, okay. Because I thought you were under the influence right now.
I'm sober.
You are.
But I'll get over it.
That's Otis. That's of course.
Josh, tell me. I thought because I'm used to seeing the sheriff's car on the town square for a long time, and I would have thought, well, this festival has been going on a lot of years, but this is the first one. Give us all of the details.
Sure. It's going to be this weekend, May 17th and 18th, in downtown Danville on the Courthouse Square. We got all kinds of things going on. We got people like Otis. We got Barney Fife impersonator. We have about 10 or 12 characters that will be there. There's a parade at 11 o'clock on Saturday. There's a squad car nationals on Sunday afternoon. There's a soapbox derby race. Just come on out. It's a great family event there on the square.
We've got all of this stuff here. Now, Maggie, when you look at this,
they're showing all kinds of memorabilia
back in the 60s when you were on the show that we'd be talking about
Colonel
a festival right here in Indiana all these years
Mayberry
later.
I mean,
it's just such a part of our fabric.
It is just an amazing to me, and such a blessing to have it still be in people's minds all these years later and being more popular than ever.
Yeah. Otis, what do you, I mean, we need you to be sharp this weekend, okay?
I will.
Okay.
Got my new tie, 53 cents.
53 cents.
Barney said I paid too much for it.
Barney's going to be there?
Barney's going to be there. Everything kicks off at 10 a.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. It'll go to about 5 p.m. each day. We're telling people to park on the west side of town at the Danville High School, 100 Warrior Way.
Not you. We don't want you driving, okay?
He's talking to
Otis. I have my cow.
Okay, you can ride the cow.
Although it's been confiscated.
They confiscated your
cow? Yeah, they said it had mad cow disease, but it just had a snoot full of all it.
All right, Mayberry in the Midwest Festival happening again this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. It's free, right?
It's free.
Okay, yep,
there you go. That was on the other station there. And then finally, we actually did an interview at the Indianapolis Star. Newspaper there in Indianapolis, and they did an interview, but they do it as a podcast, and I got permission from them to be able to use this on the show Hope you guys are going to enjoy this. And I definitely want you to go by the Indianapolis Star, the Indy Star. I'll have a link in our show notes for that. And go by and click on the link and go show them some love, because they were kind enough to let me use this clip on our show. So let's go ahead and hear this one.
Coming up this weekend, and hey, go, are you going to be there?
It's going to be exciting. We're going to race a lot of cars and everything.
Yeah.
High time.
Yeah, Barney will be there too. He deputized me right now. I'm supposed to be watching Otis, because the festival is over the weekend.
Yes. Well, I've already got the key to the local jail, so I'm set.
Looky there.
I'm home, away from home.
Yeah, he lets himself in. Yeah. It saves Andy and Barney time. They don't have to arrest you.
I'm sober.
Oh,
yeah. I expect I'll get over it.
I played the part of Charlene Darling on the Andy Griffith Show. And Charlene was the little hillbilly gal that came down from the hills with her brothers, the Dillards, the bluegrass band, and Denver Pyle played my father. And I was always had a crush on Andy. And I'd run around the town looking for Andy, trying to catch him. But I never did catch him. But it was a wonderful experience. I was on 5 shows with the Dillards all together, and we just never knew that it was going to last so long. This is amazing to me, to be here 40 years, 50 years later, and still meeting fans of the show. It's wonderful. I mean, it's always amazing to me that people recognize the character, Charlene, primarily, that then Maggie, they don't know me as Maggie, they know me as Charlene. But that's okay with me, because it was a wonderful experience. Andy was terrific to work with. The only problem is I still don't get residuals. Hi, everybody. We sure hope you come over to Danville and celebrate Mayberry in the Midwest with us. We have Floyd Lawson.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Gomer. We have Otis. And we have Aunt Bee. We'll have
Barney.
Barney will be here too.
And Ernest T. Bass is coming down.
Ernest T. Bass, the whole group. But we're going to have a lot of fun. So we hope you come out to visit us at Mayberry in the Midwest.
Yeah, yeah. Goober will be there too.
My cousin Gabriel.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, yeah.
Please come see us.
So we had a great time, video and filming all that stuff. That was a lot of fun for us. And I really do appreciate the stations and the newspaper for giving me the rights, ability to be able to play these for you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed hearing them. If you want to see them, you can head over and watch the video of the episode on, if you go to twochairsnowaiting.com and go to this episode, number 282, you'll be able to scroll down the page and you'll be able to see it right there. And you can watch the videos and see everything that was going on. And you can click on the links if you would. To head over and visit the Indy Star and some of the places that have given us a rise to this. Now, for next year, go ahead and start planning. I don't know when it's going to be, but they're already talking about doing next year's Mayberry in the Midwest. So they haven't announced a date yet that I have seen, but it will, I'm sure, be around the same time of the year. So you're looking around the 17th of May in 2015. So be making your plans there. You can head over to mayberryinthemidwest.com and it'll take you right to the website that's currently there. And I'm sure they'll be updating it. You can also watch the imayberry.com event calendar, because it'll be there and in the e-bullet just as soon as we know anything about it. So folks, I hope you guys enjoyed this little bit of a recap. It was a lot of a recap, I suppose, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I always enjoy getting to spend time just talking about something I really enjoy, and I did enjoy this. Enjoy all the Mayberry stuff I'm able to do, and I hope you get just a little sense of it from hearing from me when I'm telling stories about just what went on and what happened there. One of the most favorite fun things I had that weekend was actually they had an old cinema right there on the square, and they were showing Andy Griffith Show episodes for free right there inside. And there were usually about 50 or 60 people in there when I went in. It was a old theater, and it was great to be able to go in there and watch part of an episode with fans from the show. And, you know, that's just something special. They do that in Mount Airy as well at Mayberry Days. So things like that, you just don't know what you're missing if you haven't been. So folks, that's all I have for you tonight. I know that was a lot. We're heading for 30 minutes here. So I want to thank all of you guys for coming. And I want to remind you to, I'd love to hear from you. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com, and there's all kinds of contact information you'll see there. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. And let me know what you think. If you went to Mayberry in the Midwest, give us some of your thoughts and memories of it, because I'm sure folks would love to hear from you as well. So, folks, until next week, I hope you have a great time in your little corner of Mayberry. And we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.